Welcome to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150 AM. The Dog Show is brought to you in part by Invisible Fence Northwest. Invisible Fence, for the life of your pet, check out InvisibleFenceNW.com to learn about their indoor and outdoor solutions for both dogs and cats. The Dog Show is also brought to you in part by All the Best Pet Care, all the best food, treats, and toys for your dog and cat. You can find them online at allthebestpetcare.com to see where all of their 9 locations are around Western Washington. Both companies also have Facebook fan pages, so check them out on Facebook as well. I found 2 great stories from both of their, one from each of their fan pages today as I was looking at them, so definitely check them out, as well as ours. We have a new Facebook fan page, so the name of the show changed slightly a couple months ago, started the process. We used to be The Dog Talk Show. Now we are The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. That's me. And so unfortunately, if you can't just change the name of your Facebook fan page, you have to start a new one. So after 3 years of being on the air and accumulating fans, we had to start all over again. So please find us, our new page on Facebook, The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. Not The Dog Talk Show. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You'll see our very cute logo, the little orange dog with radio waves coming out with a blue background. And like that page, especially if you are currently a fan of the old page, because that page will be deleted at the end of the month. And so I'm trying to get everybody over to the new page. So find us on Facebook, The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, and click the like button on that page, and you will be a fan of the show, and then you can be a part of the conversation in between shows. Eric, guess what?
I'm not sure. What?
Well, one, it's a gorgeous day to walk your dog.
Absolutely. Yeah, I was going to say the same thing.
Really? I mean, we said that last week and it was raining and
last
cold.
Last week, no, it wasn't.
Well,
but this week,
it's
yes,
always
it is.
A good day. Really, though, it's easy to say today. I mean, I can see the mountains. It's just beautiful here in the Seattle area.
I was thinking skies. Last week, maybe your dog would enjoy it, you know, with a slicker, but for me personally, yeah, it was really coming down. I think I would have had a bad time.
You know, there. I've had some great walks in the rain. The hardest part is just getting out. But yeah, if you've got the right, you know, the right clothing and, you know, and the right dog for it.
If you got a mud room, very helpful yeah, as well.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you get wet, but once you're out there, it's kind of cool. There's nobody out there, which is, you know, I always enjoy. So, you know, take your dog for a walk. Go somewhere new even. New smells, yeah, new sights.
Especially on a day like today.
Oh, yeah.
Perfect.
Beautiful. Well, other than that, it's our 150th episode today.
Holy smokes. I didn't even realize
that. I know. Isn't that,
that
crazy?
It's gone by so quickly.
I remember
congratulations.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. I remember my first show. It's still online, actually, unfortunately. Like, it was a little stiff. I was terrified. My first radio show, but we got through it, and here we are, 150 show episodes later, and still so much to talk about.
Covered a lot of topics in that time, though.
We certainly have. I've met a lot of really amazing people who are doing some really wonderful things with dogs in the world. Talked to some great companies, great organizations, talked about some great products that are out there.
Giving away a lot of cool stuff as well.
We have some really fun trivia. I'm still waiting for somebody to do a trivia for me. So I guess that somebody would have to be you.
I guess so. Okay.
Unless I brought somebody in to do trivia for me, but I always put you on the spot. So
I will work on that then.
Yeah. You know, one of the things that I've talked about over the years, I can say that now because it's almost been 3 years, mm-hmm, over the shows, has been that dogs are not verbal communicators. So
they can be vocal communicators.
Well, they're vocal,
though,
for sure.
Verbal.
No, not verbal. So dogs, you know, they're not, if you were to go to a dog park or a doggy play group, you wouldn't see dogs sitting around
having a conversation.
Conversing. Right. No. They have conversations, so to speak, with their bodies, with their action, with their energy, their posture, what they do, all those other ways, those nonverbal ways of communicating. So I'm going to demonstrate that with you, Eric. So do you remember a couple shows? Was
You're not just going to give up the show and come over and sniff me, are you?
No.
That would make for bad radio.
No.
I know, yeah. We got rid of the talk in the dog show name.
No,
but,
no.
Okay, good.
No. So do you remember, it was either right before the holiday break or right afterwards, I was telling you that a client of mine gave me some Russian chocolates.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And that they have like vodka in them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Very tasty.
Yeah. And you were like, oh, yeah, those are pretty good, actually. I've had them before.
Yeah. But that sounds like just a terrible thing for a dog to get a hold of.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You would never want to give that for two reasons.
Yeah.
But I have, so there were several of those vodka-filled ones, and there were some other ones too, cherry cordials and some other, and then some other non-alcoholic ones.
Mm-hmm.
I had never heard of or ever had a vodka-filled chocolate. But you mentioned that you thought they were very tasty.
Yeah.
And I have one left.
Oh.
So, actions speak louder than words. Which one is more powerful to you, Eric? For me to tell you, Eric, it's been a great 150 episodes. I'm quite fond of you.
Uh-huh.
Or if I gave you my last vodka-filled Russian chocolate.
Both things would be nice. You see, I'm a human, so I'm also a verbal communicator, so I would enjoy both things. But really, yeah, I'd go for the vodka
like
chocolate.
Like the chocolate, right? All right, well, here you go.
Thank you.
My last vodka-filled chocolate, I'm going to toss it over to you.
Oh.
Almost. It was a bad throw. My fault.
I'm a bad catch. If I'd been really on it, I would have jumped
I
up and caught that in my mouth.
I had a couple of those
mouth,
vodka-filled chocolates before, so maybe that... No, I'm just kidding. I didn't. Careful, though.
Awesome.
They're potent, so don't get behind the wheel before or after having one of those
I
things.
I will wait till I am home to enjoy this.
Safely at home. So, got a lot to talk about today. Got a email. I've just got all sorts of different things, so I'm just going to jump around, and I'm just going to enjoy the show today and be present. Yeah, I don't have any interviews, which I always enjoy. I got an email from a young man. I don't know how old he is yet, but I'm sure I'll find out. He's a junior handler, and he's a local guy. He's either a boy or a young man. I don't know what yet, but we'll find out. And his name is Caleb, and he sent me an email asking to be interviewed on the show because he and his Border Terrier Mullins are going to be at the Westminster Dog Show this year in New York.
All right. Well,
how cool
congratulations
is that?
To them. That's awesome.
He's from Puyallup, and he's going to Westminster, and he's a junior handler, so I don't know what age that is, but he's young.
Now, what would a junior handler be exactly? And is that someone that would be, you know, just getting started training dogs, or
he's showing dogs.
Showing dogs. Okay.
Yeah. So it's somebody who, there are people who professionally show dogs.
Mm-hmm.
So they take them into the ring. They're not necessarily the owner of the dog, but they certainly can be. It sounds like Caleb is, lives with Mullins as well, his border terrier. But, so they're the ones that are showing them around the ring and
okay.
Yeah. So the Westminster show, I think, is in February, and then in March is the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show, which is always a big event for us every year.
Mm-hmm.
Love to attend that show, and there's all sorts of great demonstrations, and I'm such a dog geek, I like to say, and, you know, identifying breeds as I see them and all sorts of stuff. So that's fun. That's March 10th and 11th, I believe, this year, the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show. And every year I always miss the Westminster on television, so I'm so glad for many reasons, but that being one of them, that I got that email from young Caleb, who's going to be actually participating, which is pretty cool. It's a big deal.
Now you're gonna have to TiVo it.
I don't have TiVo.
Neither do I, but it sounds so old-fashioned to say tape it. So
yeah, really, I know. I don't have, I have a VHS player, but I would never even dream of tape recording something, I guess. But
well, they probably put it online now, so
yes,
you could probably catch it.
Yes. Speaking of taping, you know, well, I have a lot of podcasters, so people who listen to the podcast. So, you know, this show is live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. here on 1150 AM in Western Washington. And we're also streaming live through the station website, which is 1150kknw.com. But if you can't listen live, or if you just found us and you're hearing that today is our 150th episode and you're thinking, oh my gosh, who else have you talked to?
Where have I been all this time?
Yeah, well, you can find out and just go to the website, which is dogradioshow.com. And all of the shows are archived on the website. If you just go to the podcast page, you can also find us on iTunes as a free audio podcast. And you can download us from iTunes and then put the episodes on your iPhone or iPod or MP3 player or whatever. And perhaps listen to the show while you walk your dog.
And speaking of the iPhone, I just got the iPhone for Christmas. And I found out a great thing that we're able to stream live just by going on the website, just like you would on your computer. You can do that with your little iPhone. So that's cool.
That's great.
Because it used to be that you had to have a special app or something. You don't have to have a special app anymore. You just go, boop, push on the button like you would on the regular website. And there you go.
That's great.
You can listen to it.
So you can listen live through your iPhone.
Yeah, beautiful thing.
Technology these days. It's amazing.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I have lots of things to talk about when we come back. I've got this book called Dog Works, The Meaning and Magic of Canine Constructions. It's mind-blowing. This is actually an older book. It's, I think it was published in 2000. But
about 70 years ago in dog years.
I know. but it... it profiles a whole bunch of dogs that do these weird, well, not weird, but like really amazing constructions. Like they'll put sticks and make a triangle and do that over and over again, or balance a stick between two rocks and do that over and over again, make loops with strings of mussels on the beach, or, you know, there's like all these different things. So I'm going to talk about that. There is a video that I saw, which I shared on our Facebook fan page. So if you go to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Facebook, you can see the link to that video. And I also posted this video on the Dog Show website, which is dogradioshow.com. There's a link to it on the homepage as well. Unbelievable story. I'm going to talk about that. I'm going to talk about some clients. All sorts of stuff. So stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150. Dog Show! Dog Show! Dog Show!
Big dogs, little dogs, scrappy dogs, and Irish dogs. Dog Show!
Hi, this is Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Talk Show and owner of Sensitive Dog, Dog Training and Behavior. Invisible Fence Northwest uses a balanced, gentle approach to help dogs learn their boundaries. I've seen it firsthand. They work with each person and pet as an individual and teach in a way that's fun and respectful. Your dog quickly learns it has freedom and fair boundaries, so is safe, happy, and secure. Isn't that what we all want for our dogs? Save $100 when you visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you're a Dog Talk Show fan. They're there for the life of your pet.
Camley Electric Incorporated is a full-service electrical contractor. From simple home repairs to full remodels, new construction, and small commercial projects, our qualified electricians do it all. We pride ourselves on our workmanship and professional standards, delivered with value in mind. Located in historic Ballard, Camley Electric serves the greater Seattle metropolitan area. Licensed, bonded, and insured. Camley Electric welcomes all inquiries about your electrical needs. Visit the website KemleyElectric.com. That's K-E-M-L-Y Electric.com. Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair discusses issues that are important to you, like good health and well-being, finding a new job and building your business, overcoming life's big challenges and making sense out of chaos, and living with passion and joy. Join us Mondays at noon Pacific for Conversations Live with Vicki St. Clair. See conversationslive.net for show schedule and guest information.
The Natural Pet Pantry offers everything you need for feeding your pet a raw food diet. Most health issues pets face today are a result of poor diet. The Natural Pet Pantry makes raw, cooked, and custom meals for your pets, all prepared locally using only grade A meats and vegetables. Located in stores around the Puget Sound, the home delivery is available from Stanwood to Gig Harbor. Visit naturalpetpantry.com or call 206-248-1079 for more information on how to add health and longevity to your beloved pet's life. That's naturalpetpantry.com.
This is Martha Norwalk. Every Sunday morning, beginning at 9 a.m., thanks in part to Jones & Company Pets in Marysville, we cover the world of animals. This week, it's the third Sunday of the month, and that means it's a Kevin and Kim Sunday. Always entertaining, Kevin McDonald and Kim Miller, medium and animal intuitive, will be filling in for me. Kim can help you connect with your animal friends or human loved ones on this side or the other. They'll have open phone lines throughout the show. Martha Norwalk's Animal World, Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
This is Julie Forbes, dog training, behavior, and nutrition specialist, and owner of Sensitive Dog, thoughtful guidance for you and your dog. If your dog needs basic obedience training, a behavior evaluation, or food consultation, I can help you. Call me at 206-372-7399 or visit my website, www.sensitivedog.com. I teach group obedience classes, in-home lessons, and evaluations, and a two-week intensive training program called Higher Education. Again, I'm Julie Forbes, Seattle's dog behavior training and nutrition specialist. www.sensitivedog.com.
Radio with no added hormones or preservatives. All natural, alternative talk, 1150 AM.
Is the talk on the cereal box religion? Is a smile on a dog? I'm
not a... Welcome back to the Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. And I was browsing the internet and looking specifically at the Facebook pages of some of our sponsors, namely All the Best Pet Care and Invisible Fence Northwest. And I saw this post on the Invisible Fence Northwest Facebook fan page. And it is this incredible story that of a dog. So I posted this link both on the Dog Show's Facebook fan page. I shared it via Invisible Fence Northwest's fan page, so you can find it on, at either page. And I've also posted a link to it on our website on the homepage, and that is dogradioshow.com. So you can watch this video yourself and find it that way. It was from a story done by CNN. There's this kayaker who, I think he was out there fishing, but he was on a kayak, and he had a video camera set up, like, at the front of his little boat pointing towards him. He was fishing, so it was like he had it rolling in hopes that he would, you know, make the big catch and then mm-hmm. have it on camera. He's out there, way out, and a dog swims up to his kayak. And he's out, like, out in the ocean. And, you know, there aren't. It's not like he was in a harbor with a whole bunch of boats around. He's out there in the water. And this dog, it was a Vizsla, large breed, sporting dog, gun
good
dog.
Swimmer, apparently.
Apparently, yeah. swims out to his boat and, you know, seemed distressed. So he's got all this on video. So he pulls the dog up into the boat with him, this little kayak. And the dog had some cuts, like his legs were cut up a little bit, and he was, you know, obviously freaked out and shivering and all this stuff. And he was like a half a mile from shore. And so, he pulls the dog into his boat and, you know, there was like one boat kind of nearby. So he went over to that boat and was like, is this your dog? And they're mm-hmm. like, no. He's like, well, it just swam up to my boat.
It's, you know, you do that when you find a dog just on the street, you know, go to the neighbor houses or people on the street, is this your dog? But to think of doing that while you're in a kayak going boat to boat is a little bit funny.
Well, and how does a dog end up in the middle of the water? So anyway, so he gets the dog back to shore and he's got this all on video. And this poor thing, I mean, it's an incredible story. It's also really sad because it turns out what happened is that the dog was running with his owner.
Uh-huh.
I think it was a male dog. Running with his female owner, who was hit by a drunk driver.
Oh, no.
Killed. And that's how the dog got away. The dog bolted, and they were on a, I don't remember where this happened, but it was on, you know, they were right near the water. The dog bolted, you know, ran a little bit ways to the water. And then somehow, for some reason, I mean, nobody knows why, but the dog just went into the water and started swimming, like obviously panicked.
Yeah.
And so the dog was reunited with its family, but its owner who he was running with was killed by a drunk driver. And the driver was fleeing a hit and run that he had just done and then hit this woman.
Wow.
Not crazy? It's all on video. I mean, the rescue aspect of it. Right. But I mean, that this dog was found. I mean, it just breaks my heart to think of this dog like, you know, they get into a blind panic if something like that happens. And they get lost really easily, which is why dogs, you know, like around the 4th of July, if there's fireworks and stuff like that, they'll just freak out and then bolt. And then if they're still panicked, once they stop running, they have no idea where they are and they're panicked. So they can't like think rationally and figure out how to get back a lot of times. But this dog went into the water and like bolted that way. So I've never heard of that before, but just an incredible story and, you know, really sad. You know, I'm so glad that the dog was rescued and, you know, saved. But, you know, for a dog to have to go through that, I've actually worked with, a friend of mine was bumped by an older woman and her knee was hit and she was walking her dog. But I had another client whose foot was run over by a driver and the dog was underneath the car, I think. And the dog survived and didn't have any physical damage, but was pretty traumatized after that. And the owner was traumatized as well because her foot was crushed. And, you know, it really has, I mean, dogs can certainly experience trauma in a similar way that people do. And they have a traumatic event and then it just kind of messes with them.
Yeah.
It's really hard for them to get over it. But anyway, if you want to watch that video, the guy's got the camera on the tip of his kayak and you can see the dog swimming up and he pulls him up. And I mean, it's just amazing. So the link is posted on the dog show website, which is dogradioshow.com. You can also find it on our Facebook fan page, The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. And thank you to Invisible Fence Northwest for sharing that story on their Facebook fan page, because that's where I found it. And then I was looking at All the Best Pet Care's Facebook fan page, and they have a story that I also shared about the importance of rotation in feeding. A lot of people think that they're not supposed to change their dog's food, like that you're actually not supposed to do it, like that for some reason it's not healthy for your dog or it'll cause upset. And some dogs are sensitive and will get digestive upset if you switch their food. So it's always a good idea, especially if you don't know how your dog tolerates changing of food, to just go really slow. But in general, it's really important to rotate your dog's food, and so that they're not getting the same protein base, you know, meal after meal, year after year, because that's how a lot of times, you know, allergies will develop. The body will just start to reject the food because we're not dogs, just like us, are not designed to eat the same thing every meal. It's ridiculous. So it's something that's kind of been put out by the industry to sort of brainwash people into thinking that, you know, you're not supposed to switch diets, because, of course, the companies don't want you to switch off of their brand of food. But it's really important, if your dog can tolerate it, that you do switch foods and even switch brands, so that you're really giving as much variety as possible. And they're great at All the Best Pet Care if you are wanting to switch your dog's food, but you don't really know how to do that, or what would be a good food if you're feeding X brand, what would be a good food to go to from that food. They're really good at advising on those types of things. So if you live in Western Washington, I recommend that you stop by an All the Best Pet Care location, and then you can talk to them about rotation. variety is the spice of life. And, you know, one, how boring would it be to eat the same thing every day?
Well, if it was pizza, I'd probably be all right with
Eric,
that.
Eric, I agree with you on that.
But aside from that,
are you a pizza fan like I am?
Love pizza.
Oh,
absolutely.
Too. Me too. Amen. But okay, so dogs don't have the privilege of eating pizza like we do.
Most dogs don't.
No, they don't. But, you know, for dog, and it wouldn't be healthy for, you know.
True enough. Would it be healthy for us?
Would it be healthy for us to eat pizza every day, every meal? And you probably would get sick of it.
Eventually.
It might take a long time.
Yes.
Yeah, that's funny.
You know, I thought the big push to not change dog foods was that dogs would be somewhat finicky about trying new food, or some dogs, you know, don't want to try the new food. So it seems like if you mixed in some of the old food with the new food, that helps them make that leap if that's an issue.
Spoken from a true cat person. You know, sometimes dogs are finicky, but I don't come across that much. Cats, yes. I mean, cats will just hold out if they get used to something. Something that's interesting, though, is that foods will actually spray on, like a lot, especially the lower quality foods, mm-hmm. they will spray something on the kibble that is like a flavor enhancer that is like sort of addictive. Mm. And so if you have a dog that has babies, has a litter of puppies,
right?
They taste it through the milk and then recognize it in the kibble. I mean, it's nuts. It's totally nuts what these companies are doing. And it's you know, it's similar to the human food industry. I mean, like fast food does that too. They put sugar in the buns and mm-hmm. all the sort of stuff that you guess you get like cracked out on it. And then you
right.
want more of it, even though you feel not so good after you eat it. So, you know, I tell people all the time in my private lessons, you know, what is your dog? What are you feeding your dog? Because it's such an important part of just, you know, nutrition, general health, and it can also have a behavioral impact. And one of the things that I tell people all the time is, generally speaking, the pet food industry exists as a money-making byproduct of the human food industry. And what that means is that, generally speaking, and there are a lot of great foods out there, mm-hmm. but for the most part, a lot of the foods that are marketed for pets are just a way for these large companies to make money off of the garbage from the human food industry, or the parts of animals or quality of the ingredients that aren't fit for human consumption. So they process the heck out of it, sterilize it, and call it pet food. And the problem is that the labeling, there's very little regulation even in place, so they can basically say whatever they want on the bag. And so how are people supposed to know? And a lot of these big companies are, you know, in with the vet schools. So they're teaching vets who are in school about their foods. And so when you ask your vet, for the most part, the vet's going to recommend one of these companies like Science Diet, you know, all of these like prescription diet formulas. Well, those are the companies that are funding all this research. And, you know, it's just really wacky. And the problem is that how are people supposed to know? You can't trust the label. The easiest thing to do is to control where you buy your pet food. So if you go to a small local you know, in Western Washington, a store like All the Best Pet Care, there's a whole bunch of them. Every neighborhood practically has a small natural pet store that isn't going to carry food. Some of them do, but a lot of them are committed to not carrying any foods that have some of these really nasty ingredients in them. So you could literally walk in the store blindfolded and just like pin the tail on the donkey, be spun around and go pick a food. And whatever food that you would pick, that you would get to at All the Best, for example, would be many, many levels above any food that would be available at the grocery store, just because they're two completely different selections. So I don't recommend buying anything marketed for pets at a grocery store, because most of it, I mean, unless it was a toy or something, but most of it is anything edible or like or medical is a very, very low quality and can be very, very toxic to your pet. So anyway, those are two great stories I found on Facebook. Invisible Fence Northwest, All the Best Pet Care. They both have Facebook fan pages. And so do we, The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. So find us on Facebook and become a fan, and then you can be a part of the conversation in between Wednesdays. We're going to take a quick break. Lots more to talk about. We'll be back in just a few minutes with The Dog Show on Alternative Talk 1150. Come on, let's talk. Interesting facts that you can share with people who really care. The powerful jaw, the hidden Dufour. Some dogs talk on the telephone. Dogs can't sweat, needed some meat. Some dogs look before crossing the street.
Let Hot Portraiture paint your dog in a stylish, abstract, realistic style. Artist Jennifer Bloom captures the personality of any canine, big or small, mutt or purebred. You can even include yourself in the painting, and you're sure to love the end result. To find out more, visit hotportraiture.net. That's H-A-U-T-E, portraiture.net. Or call Jennifer at 206-661-4538.
Do you know there is an insurance company that offers great rates, quality service, and cares about your furry companions? Progressive will help cover the cost of your vet bills if you and your pet are involved in an accident. Call the good guys at Eastside Insurance, who represent Progressive Insurance and other fine companies. Contact Tom or Chuck at e-z-insurance.com for a free quote, or call 877-817-4103. Eastside Insurance, where you and your pet can rest insured.
Do you have legal questions? Need to know where to turn?
Hi, this is Rick Gregrick, your host of Northwest Legal Compass.
Northwest Legal Compass will address your questions on a variety of legal topics, including estate planning, asset protection, real estate and business planning, and more. The legal and accounting staff of Gregrick and Associates are dedicated to providing you with superior legal and tax services. Their integrated counsel is geared to the achievement of your goals.
Visit us on the web at rjglegal.com.
Be sure and tune in every Friday at noon here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Your dog has digestive upset.
You want answers.
Your dog has itchy skin.
You want answers.
Your dog has kidney disease.
You want answers.
Your dog is overweight.
You want answers. Go to AnswersPetFood.com to find the answers as to why you want to feed Answers Pet Food to your dog with these issues. Answers Pet Food. If you have questions, we give you answers.
News, traffic, and weather? Now you can get your information fixed weekdays on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. We're talking dog today. Love it. You know, after 150 episodes, one might think that I'm running out of things to talk about.
Au contraire, mon frère.
It's actually quite the opposite. It's just amazing. Part of it is because it's such a fertile industry. I mean, people are, one of my favorite things to do is interview authors, and I've had the opportunity to read so many books. I mean, I used to read dog books before the radio show anyway. But now it's like I'm like a dog book specifically dog book expert because of all the books that I've gotten and interviews that I've done with authors. And I just love doing that. I got an email that you forwarded me, Eric, about this new book out that is about this woman's story about how she dieted with her dog, her dog. Oh, what a cute angle on that, especially in the light of New Year's resolutions and everything. But she, she's got, there's all these people, like someone from The Biggest Loser, I think, recommended a Dieting with My Dog is the name of the title. And I think she realized that she and her dog needed to lose weight. And so they did it together. And that's all I know now, but I've got a copy of the book on its way to me, so I'll get to review it and then hopefully schedule an interview with the author, because that's an interesting angle. But I mean, like, stuff like that.
Obviously, having a dog can be great motivation for staying active, you know, when you're feeling sedentary. Sometimes the dog will be the one to motivate you to go outside and get that walk, especially on a great day like today.
Yeah. Well, I jokingly, I think several months ago, talked about I was going to come up with the cow dog diet, cattle dog, Australian cattle dog, because we have two Australian cattle dogs and it's not an option to not take them out.
Right.
So it's like, well, hey, if you need to get active, you just got to make sure that you do indeed get active if you get a dog like that, because it'll be bad news if you don't. I want to talk before time just flies on the show every week. It's just amazing. So I want to make sure that I want to talk about Darcy's business, Healing Allies, which Darcy's my partner, now fiance. And she owns the business Healing Allies, and they train mental health service dogs. And I interviewed actually one of Darcy's clients a while back and then replayed that interview. Definitely one of the most powerful shows I think that we've done. Her name is Trina McDonald, and she's a U.S. Navy veteran and suffers from post-traumatic stress disorder and anxiety, like many veterans do. And she is one of Darcy's clients. And Trina has a service dog. And her service dog's name is Susie. And it's a great interview. If you're interested, go back and hear Trina's story. It's really powerful. And to hear about the difference that Susie is making in Trina's life, because a lot of people, you know, like Trina, who suffer from PTSD, anxiety, agoraphobia, stuff like that. I mean, they really rarely leave the house. And when they do leave the house, it's just so hard to be out in the world. Or if they do leave, it'll be like in the middle of the night to go grocery shopping so that they avoid crowds. Anyway, so Darcy's business is called Healing Allies, H-E-E-L-I-N-G, Allies, A-L-L-I-E-S. And that's the website, healingallies.com. And the work that she does is just amazing. I've had the privilege of actually getting to see, to kind of experience the whole process. And one of the things that's so special about Healing Allies is that all of the dogs that they partner with people, that Darcy partners with her clients, they're all dogs that come from a shelter rescue type situation. So these are dogs that need homes. You know, that are either gotten from a shelter or gotten from, mostly she gets them from shelters or rescue groups. And so these are dogs that need homes. And these are dogs that also need a job. And this type of dog can be very challenging for somebody who is just looking for a pet, because these are dogs that want to be busy all the time. And so, you know, might not be the best fit for someone who works 8 hours a day and is gone for 9 hours a day. And, you know, the dog only gets a walk on either side of being left alone all day. So it's really a wonderful life for a dog to have, for a dog that is a good fit for the program, because it has to be a dog that really wants to work. You know, these dogs are paired with very exceptional people that go through a rigorous screening process. So, you know, and then they get to lead this exceptional life together. Susie and Trina. Trina is one of the main characters in a documentary called The Invisible War, which Susie is in as well. And it's actually in the Sundance Film Festival this year, which I think is this month. And it's about military sexual trauma. Really important piece of work. And one of Darcy's dogs is actually in it. Another one of Darcy's clients, it works at the Seattle Public Library, and his service dog, Henry, is one of their newest employees, as they like to say. There was a piece written up about Henry, who's a black lab who sat in a shelter for months. And Henry's now has his own email address through the Seattle Public Library for people who have questions about service dogs. They can email Henry. You know, these dogs just lead extraordinary lives. It's a matter of finding them. So my intention for sharing my experience and my knowledge of Healing Allies is to ask you if you have a connection with a shelter or rescue group or, you know, pure breed rescue, or, you know of a dog that has a wonderful temperament, loves people and other dogs, but is maybe very busy and needs a job, that needs a home, to get in touch with Darcy and let her know. Or if you know of a rescue group, maybe they don't have any dogs now, but to have them get in touch with Darcy so that they can make that connection and have that relationship, so that if they do see a dog that needs a home that might be a good candidate for Darcy's program, that they can get in touch and potentially give that dog an opportunity to have a really amazing, extraordinary life and to be very well cared for, to be with their owner all the time, and to really have a very fulfilling life. You know, it takes a specific type of dog. So obviously there aren't, there's no shortage of dogs that need homes, but to find the dogs that would be a good fit for a program like a service dog training program or emotional support dog training program, you know, it takes a certain type of dog. And so that's why being connected with the rescue groups who, you know, can kind of keep a lookout and then think, oh gosh, this dog is, you know, is a great dog. It's just very busy and maybe was too much for their previous owner. Maybe it would be a great candidate for a Healing Allies program. Darcy had another dog that she placed also as an emotional support dog, which is different from a service dog. But this dog is the dog of a little boy who has dyslexia and other challenges. And one of the things that Mia, the chocolate lab, does for him is she just listens to him read. And he reads to her every night as part of his reading therapy. And since he got her, he has advanced one full level in reading, and that was like within, I think, a week or two after he got her. And that's just huge. It's, you know, if you're listening to this show, you're probably aware of the powerful impact that dogs can have on people's lives. And there's also millions of dogs that are euthanized every year just because they don't have a place to live. So if you're connected with a rescue group or shelter or something like that, organization that might have access, or even a breeder that might have access to dogs that are between, you know, generally between, you know, around a year old, maybe 2 years old, that have great temperaments but that are busy and need a job, that could potentially be a great candidate for a Healing Allies program. So again, if you want to learn more about it, you can get in touch with Darcy. Darcy Bolts is the owner, and the website is healingallies.com. They also have a Facebook fan page. You can see she's got pictures of, I think, pretty much all of her past dogs up there. And that's Healing Allies, H-E-E-L-I-N-G, allies.com. And get in touch. And, you know, Darcy's got lots of people who are in need of dogs, and Darcy needs help actually finding the dogs that need homes. So it'd be great if you can help out with that. So we are going to take a quick break, and we'll be back in just a few minutes with more of The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk 1150.
Or an extra bark or an extra smile, 'cause I never felt so free. It was just my dog and me.
This is Julie Forbes, your host of The Dog Talk Show. If you've been listening, you already know how I feel about Invisible Fence Northwest and their safety solutions for dogs. But get this, they help cats too. They tell me they've helped thousands of felines enjoy safe freedom outdoors or can keep them safe inside. They also have gentle ways to create a dog-free zone for your cat, so your dog will stay away from your cat's food and litter box. Visit InvisibleFenceNW.com or call 800-800-FENCE and tell them you want the Dog Talk Show discount. For more than 25 years, All the Best Pet Care has been helping people choose the best foods, treats, and toys for their dogs and cats. They are a locally owned family business bringing about little miracles every day by following the Mother Nature model of nutrition. Stop by to meet their adoption cats, schedule an anesthesia-free dental cleaning, or bring your dog to the toy testing area. Visit their new store in Edmonds next to the PCC and their expanded Redmond store in the Whole Foods Plaza. To learn more, go to allthebestpetcare.com or follow them on Facebook.
Tune in every Friday at noon for The Shelley Hale Show. The Shelley Hale Show takes you deeper into the stories that touch our lives. Every Friday at 1 o'clock on Alternative Talk 1150. Tune in for The Shelley Hale Show. Shelley takes you deeper into stories that touch our lives. Shelley Hale is an accomplished private investigator, intelligence analyst, victims advocate, and intuitive forecaster. Join Shelley and her guests and listeners as they break open the stories of the week, unlocking the clues to find the facts behind any mystery unsolved.
Do you have an injury, old or new, that won't heal? Are you fighting a cold or illness you can't kick? Do you feel like you've tried everything and are still struggling to find wellness and balance in your physical health? Have you been unimpressed with acupuncture in the past? For over a decade, Robert Meduzia has been making a difference for people who thought they had exhausted their options. Don't settle for pain and illness. Call 425-828-6190. That's 425-828-6190. Again, 425-828-6190. The Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland. Heal faster, play longer.
Like what you hear? Be sure and support the sponsors who support your favorite programs on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Now she's running up ahead to chase some deer. Comes back to tell me that the coast is clear. It's a different world I see when it's just my dog and me.
Welcome back to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. You're listening to Alternative Talk, 1150 AM. Oh, that's one of my favorite songs, Eric, for the show.
Well, it's the 150th show, so I thought I'd pull out some of your favorites today.
Thank you.
I want to just give a plug. It's John Hyatt doing that song, My Dog and Me, in case anybody was trying to hunt that down.
Hey, I'll have to get or whatever. Yeah, I'll have to get the full version of it, so it's not just that little phrase, that little verse. But I love it. Okay, so very exciting. So I get emails from listeners, which I love. Mm-hmm. So please, if you're listening, send me an email. I don't care what about. Someone just sent me a quick comment that she and their dog love the show. And, you know, some people write a little bit longer. And I've gotten a lot of emails about my shows on pet grief, which, you know, I love really. If you have suggestions, a topic idea for a future show, a question, whatever, please communicate with me. I love it. host@dogradioshow.com is the email address, and that gets directly to me. So host@dogradioshow.com. You can also fill out a little contact form on the website as well if you want to do it that way, which is dogradioshow.com. You can go to the contact page, but get in touch. You know, I don't care where you are in the country or the world. I get emails from all over the country. I love to hear from you, so don't hesitate. I got this email from a woman, and I actually read the email last week, and she was talking about, you know, the show, and it was a really wonderful email. And she asked me, she said, one of my favorite shows is the show that you did with Miriam Rose about nose work. And, you know, from that show, I went to the website and found a certified nose work instructor in my area. She was writing from Michigan. And then she said, you know, I would love to hear some follow up because you said that you were going to do nose work with your dogs. And I, you know, it's like one of those things like, oh, you know, it really is something. I mean, I say this about a lot of things and I mean it,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have a lot of time.
Mm-hmm.
Nose work is something that I'm actually going to be starting this week. I'm very excited. I talked with Miriam Rose earlier this week. She has a class, all of her classes starting this week. And I'm going to try to get all three of my dogs into it. And I'm having this like dilemma. She's like, well, you know, if you're not going to bring all of your dogs, because each dog is worked one at a time, so I could actually handle bringing all three of them because I wouldn't have to have them all three out at once. You know, if you're only going to bring one dog, bring the one that needs it the most. Okay, well, that would definitely be Levi, our male cattle dog. But, you know, I have a dachshund. I mean, she's a scent hound. To not take a dachshund to nose work is like a crime. So But then, and then like Telly, well, you know, she needs it too. She's not that far behind Levi as far as, you know, who needs it the most. But then it's like, well, I couldn't just take Levi and Telly and leave Leia at home, because Leia's going to be like, where the hell are you going with, you know, because they usually travel together. You know, we go out together. We do things together. So I've got this like major dilemma. You know,
sounds like they're all going to have to get.
I
got to
sign them all three up. And I'm really excited about it. So I will definitely be sharing how that's going. If you want to learn more about nose work, I definitely recommend that you listen to my interview with Miriam Rose. Her website also, you can find her online at nwnoseworks.com. She does the nose work demonstrations at the Seattle Kennel Club Dog Show. So you could go to the show, and that's in March, and see her demonstration. Really, really amazing work. If you could give your dog a gift, I think doing nose work classes with your dog would be one of the greatest gifts you could give your dog.
That was a separate show from the show that we talked about cadaver dogs, right?
Yes.
Yeah, because I remember that as well, which is also a kind of scent work.
Yes. Yeah. I've done a number of different scent-related shows. I had Marsha Koenig on, who was with, I don't remember the name of the organization, but she's local. That was about scent detection. Nose work classes. Miriam is a professional scent detection trainer, and she actually, on weekends during the summers especially, will actually go to and search with dogs the palettes of cruise ships to search for, I think it's explosives. But this is for pets. The nose work classes are for people and their pets. So it's not like you have to go. It's not like you're going to be a professional, you know, do search and rescue, or, you know, have your dog search for missing people, or, you know, work the borders or anything like that. This is just something that anybody can do with their pet. And what's so great about nose work is that your dog can be any age, any breed, any level of physical fitness. You know, your dog could be older and maybe have a little bit of arthritis, and they can still participate in this. You know, with my cattle dogs, they are plenty fit. They're young, high energy, and I'm just, you know, it's like I'm just doing everything I can to meet their needs energetically, both mentally and physically. So I'm really excited to start that class this Friday, and hopefully with all three of my dogs. So that'll be fun. Be plenty of training for me as well. Again, that's Miriam Rose. We just replayed that that interview at the end of December. And then the original interview, I think, was in April or May of last year. So you can find that as well on the website. All the shows are archived online at dogradioshow.com. And you can also find us on iTunes if you just search for The Dog Show with Julie Forbes. And then you can download any of our shows for free on iTunes as well. But I'm excited to actually take a class with my own dogs. You know, I teach classes and I do in-home private lessons with people and their dogs for training and behavior through my business, Sensitive Dog. And you can find me online at sensitivedog.com. But it will be a real treat to actually be the student again when it comes to dog training. It's always good for me to do new things and to challenge myself as well. So I'll keep you posted on that for sure. And again, just thank you to all of our advertisers and sponsors who have been with us over the past almost 3 years. Today's show is our 150th episode. Our sponsors, Invisible Fence Northwest, All the Best Pet Care, Acupuncture and Sports Clinic of Kirkland, Natural Pet Pantry, Kemley Electric, Dr. Don's Automotive, Eastside Insurance, all of our sponsors. You can find their links to their websites actually off of our website as well, dogradioshow.com. And if you want to watch the video of the story that I was talking about earlier about that Vishla that swam out to the kayak, it was basically found at sea swimming around. I talked about that. I think it was in the second segment. If you want to watch that video, that is posted on our website and also on our Facebook fan page. And thank you to Invisible Fence Northwest for posting that story. That was quite a story, I'll tell you.
And I don't know if you've found a website online that has anything about that book that you were talking about, but the pictures from that book were pretty fantastic.
So the book is called Dog Works, and it's all of these dogs that do like these like will arrange sticks in triangles or crosses or make piles of different colors of leaves or dig holes
very
in a line.
Kind of artistic, really.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I think we finally figured out where crop circles come from.
Yeah. I don't see a website on here, but the book is called Dog Works. Two words, Dog Works. The Meaning and Magic of Canine Constructions. It's an older book. It's been out for, I think, about 10 years, maybe a little bit more, but it's really, really fascinating book. Check it out. Really, really amazing. They profile a bunch of different dogs that are doing this, I think, all over the world. Really cool, Dog Works. So that's a show today, our 150th episode under our belt. I can't wait for the 200th episode because that means that I can have another party for it. We did a party for the 100th episode, which was a blast. So onward and upward. Thanks so much for listening. And remember to find us online at dogradioshow.com. Facebook, and iTunes. Thanks for listening to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes on Alternative Talk 1150.